welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, but also to welcome to the program this week four talented, wonderful personalities who are going to play Just a Minute. And they are seated on my right, that extraordinary comedian, a stalwart of the show, very entertaining, it is Paul Merton. And seated beside him we have the veteran player of the game who always contributes so much, Clement Freud. And seated on my left we have someone who is a very amusing, entertaining stand-up comedian and also a very good producer-director, that is Chris Neal. And beside him we have someone who we've been trying to persuade on the show for a long time. It's her first time on Just a Minute. We welcome the lovely, delightful, beautiful comedian and musical comedy star, Josie Lawrence. Please welcome all four of them. Thank you. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Trudy Stevens, who's going to help me with the score. She's going to blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the De Montfort Hall here in Leicester. And as you can hear, we have a very enthusiastic Leicestershire audience, ready for the show to start. And we're going to begin with Paul Merton. But before we do, there's just one thing I want to say, and that is, this show is 40 years old now. And this is the beginning of the 41st year, shall I say. So we thought it'd be rather apt if we began with a subject which is, life begins at 40. Paul, can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Life begins at 40. It's one of those phrases used by 39-year-olds to explain why they haven't got anywhere in their existence. It's something which you often hear people say to each other. You know, once I was 40, I realised I had to change the direction of my life. I suddenly thought to myself, no longer will I work in the civil service. After all, I'm now 40. I shall give up that occupation and find myself a desert island somewhere, maybe in the Outer Hebrides, where I can go and live.
Clement has challenged.
There are no deserts in the Outer Hebrides.
Is there not?
No. No. There might be deserted islands in the Outer Hebrides, but no deserts.
Does that make a difference?
A big difference.
Oh.
Because one is very hot, and it's not very hot in the Outer Hebrides.
Oh, I'll just make a note of that. Thank you.
So, Clement, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that, of course, and you take over the subject, and it is life begins at 40, and you begin now.
Charles Forty was very keen on saying that life began there. The pizzas and the pastas, all sorts of foods which you couldn't get at Lowndes Corner House.
Chris has challenged.
Well, he's talking about food rather than life. Talking about pastas and pizzas and
But he was talking about 40, and it was Charles 40.
Yeah, sorry, I just buzzed then.
You buzzed. Why did you want to buzz?
Well, I think food is life.
There you are. I think your comment deserves a bonus point. But, Chris, what was your challenge?
Well, that food, if you're talking about food, and the subject life begins at 40. Now, whether it's 40 or 40.
Chris, I don't know where you're going, but he established he was talking about Charles 40, and he's associated with food, pasta, he was Italian, and so forth. I think he wasn't deviating enough. So he gets a point.
Lester.
Not at all. he gets a point because it was an incorrect challenge. He keeps the subject, and there are 19 seconds available. Life begins at 40. Clement, starting now.
This is why people say you should live for 110 years, because the first 20 don't count.
Paul, challenge.
A repetition of score.
Yes, there's too many scores there.
Yes.
It's all right. No. So, Paul, you have a correct challenge. You have life begins at 40. You have 10 seconds still available, and you start now.
I live at number 38, but the people next door...
Chris challenged.
Paul said live before.
Yes, he did talk about living before.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, listen, Chris. So, Chris, you have a correct challenge now. You have 8 seconds available. Life begins at 40, starting now.
Life begins at 40 is something you do not want to hear if you are a fruit fly, for you only have 24 little hours.
Yeah. In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Chris Neal. And at the end of that round, he has 2 points. Clement has two. Josie and Paul have one. And Clement, will you begin the next round? Aha, yes. Big Ben. Tell us something about Big Ben in this game, starting now.
I seem to remember Big Ben was one of the flowerpot men. The other was called Little Bill. But pretty well everywhere you go, there would be different Big Bens, like in London it might be a church. In Pittsburgh it is an extremely talented football player who has an almost unpronounceable and certainly unspellable surname. Let me try and give you the nouns and the consonants that make up. Perhaps I won't.
Chris, you're challenged.
Was there a little hesitation?
A little hesitation?
Well, a big hesitation.
Yeah, I agree. You have a challenge. You have a correct challenge. 26 seconds. Tell us something about Big Ben, Chris, starting now.
Big Ben is a stripper I know who lives in Ashby de la Zouche. He's not as much fun.
Oh, Josie's challenged.
Yes, he went, he's not as much
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I repeated,
yes,
he's.
Yes, you did repeat he. Well,
I
listen, Josie.
Friend, Josie. Yeah.
I know. So, Josie, you've got a correct challenge. You have 21 seconds, and the subject is Big Ben, and you begin now.
As most of us know, Big Ben is actually the bell. And I actually went to... Oh, bugger. I said...
Paul, you're challenged.
Well, before the charming invitation, we had...
We had two
actualies.
I did.
You did two actualies. Yes, but as it's the first time she's
spoken... First time she's played it, yeah.
First time she's played... But it's the first time she's spoken...
First time she's spoken, yeah. Give her the benefit of the doubt.
We couldn't bear to penalise her for that.
No, not at all.
Most embarrassing.
Yes, also.
So we won't take any points away.
No.
Because Paul must get a point because it was a correct challenge.
Yes.
You must get a point because we love you. And... You have 15 seconds starting now.
I used to go out.
Someone challenged. Paul.
Hesitation, I'm
rubbish.
Afraid.
No!
He may be a friend of yours, but I think he's winding you up.
I know he is.
Yes. So you have a point for that.
Oh, do I?
Incorrect challenge, yes. And 14 and a half seconds.
14 and a half?
Yes. Okay. Big Ben starting now. Chris?
Well, that was a hesitation.
That was.
I only turned to the mic. I was...
No, darling, you have to get going as soon as I say now.
Right.
Chris, yeah. 14 seconds. Big Ben starting now.
Big Ben is the big clock, which is a tap.
Josie Chan.
You can say big, can't he?
I certainly can.
You can repeat what's on the card and doesn't matter. Doesn't it? Josie, you didn't know.
No, I didn't.
So I won't charge anything on that. Chris... You carry on, 12 seconds, Big Ben starting now.
Big Ben, Big Ben, Big Ben, Big Ben. It's a clock attached to the Houses of Parliament.
Clement challenged.
I think that's too many.
Yes. We have established in previous shows, Clement, which you are aware of, that if you go for too many, then you would be penalised.
Would three have been all right?
Three would have been all right, yes. You did about half a dozen. Clement, 6 seconds, Big Ben starting now.
Actually, Big...
Paul said...
Well, that was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation.
Wasn't it just?
Yes.
Wasn't
yes.
it just? It was, yeah.
And you've been dying to get in on Big Ben, yeah. So you haven't got 4 seconds to tell us something about this subject, starting now.
Having established...
Josie challenge.
Paul's shirt's upsetting me.
So what do you want us to do about it? He can't change. This is radio. We've established. It doesn't really matter. I describe the clothes because...
I like leopard print.
Yes, right. unfortunately, it's an incorrect challenge. So Paul has to actually get a point for that. Mm. Can't give you a point for the... All right, I'll give you a bonus point because they liked it. Because they enjoyed your interruption. Paul, you get a point because you weren't interrupted. 3 seconds. Big Ben starting now.
Big Ben! Big Ben! Big Ben! That's 3 times and we're allowed to do that.
Well, at the end of that round, it's all very, very close. Clement Freud is trailing a little on 3, but Paul, Chris, and surprisingly Josie, who's never played the game before, are all equal in the lead. Chris, you begin the next round. The subject is occupational therapy. Nothing funny about it. It's quite a serious subject.
It is quite a serious subject, and I do have some things to point out. Thank you.
and you repetitious.
And you have 60 seconds in which to try and achieve that, starting now.
When my occupation was a clerk in the duty office of the British Broadcasting Corporation, listening to people's complaints and queries, my therapy was not to put the phone to my ear, but to lay it on the floor and read the paper instead. I couldn't bear their moaning on about Top Gear or EastEnders. I remember once a woman rang in and she said, "Where's Kate Ady get her earrings from? How am I supposed to know?" But I thought, well, I can't just say I don't, so I'm going to say Corby. Corby, that's where she gets it from.
It just shows you that if you want to emphasise to get comedy laughs, you often repeat words, in which case he repeated Corby. Clement, you were the first to challenge, and you have 33 seconds to tell us something about occupational therapy, starting now.
I found it was quite difficult getting occupational therapy because my age prevented me, for instance, from doing the pole vault, which would, I know, have been particularly good for me, but too strenuous. I'm unable to run, would not find the right position in which to place the implement for which there is a hole in the ground when you go in for the Olympics, which I was pretty sure I would be selected for.
I think Clement's occupational therapy is playing just a minute. And he demonstrated, and he went to the whistle, of course, gained an extra point, and he's now equal in the lead with Paul Merton. And Josie, we'd like you to begin the next round. Oh, I don't know whether this is anything personal to you, but the subject we've been given is the morning after. And you have 60 seconds as usual. Your time starts now.
The morning after. Now, the morning after usually means something that happened the night before that was either momentous, historic.
Paul, why the challenge?
Well, the morning after doesn't really mean something that happened the night before.
I was going on to explain.
I'm sorry, Paul, I was completely with her. I realised the morning after usually occurs after something momentous the night before. Right. Josie, it was an incorrect challenge. You still have the subject. You have 51 seconds. The morning after, and your time starts now.
I remember...
No. Right, Paul.
I dare have challenged Josie on anything, but...
Nothing's ever held you back.
Hesitation. It wasn't a hesitation, sorry. I've gone deaf then for a moment.
No. I was sitting beside her. There was a noise coming out of her...
Was there?
..of her very attractive mouth.
She's very nervous. It's the first time she's played the game. But it's about articulation, not noises. It's not noises, is it?
It was the beginning of a word, but she hadn't quite articulated it.
What, are we going to wait for it to evolve? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I was saying I.
Yes, she'd said I, and it wasn't... Let's see, I think...
Let's see what happens.
I think, to be fair to Josie, I mean, first time, you don't sit on her like that.
No, exactly.
Even if you do know her very well. Have to encourage them first-timers.
Yeah, exactly, always encourage them.
Yes, right. Josie, there are 50 seconds still available. Don't be inhibited by that. I'm still with you completely. The morning after, starting now.
I didn't hesitate.
I breathed in order to speak.
I know, but...
If I hadn't breathed in, I would have gone blue, for God's sake.
But you didn't actually start. What I always do in this game is I say, and I look at you and I say, the time starts, and you breathe in on that.
Oh.
And the time starts, deep breath, now, and off you go.
God in heaven.
It is a difficult game, isn't it?
Yes.
And I let you have the benefit of the doubt the last time in
Paul
Chance.
Well, I didn't feel I hesitated.
No, I know you didn't feel
it. I did.
Well, that occasion,
then. Listen to it when it goes
down. Do you know, I've got some brilliant stories about the morning after, and they're all true, and you'll none of them hear them now.
No, I'm quite happy for Josie to have a subject back.
No. You had a correct challenge, Paul. The other time you weren't correct, and that you were being very, very disingenuous, I think. Anyway, so you have a correct challenge there. You can give it back to Josie if you want.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to?
Yeah.
But you get a point for a correct challenge.
Fine.
Right? Mm-hmm. And
right.
Paul wants you to have it back. So you want, take the breath on, and the time starts.
Time right. starts.
Right. 49 seconds, and your time starts. Now.
I remember.
Paul, you challenged.
Deviation. She didn't hesitate.
Paul, we give you a bonus point because we enjoyed the interruption. But, Josie, you didn't hesitate, and so you incorrect challenge. You get another point for that, and you've still got the subject, and you have 48 seconds the morning after, and your time starts now.
But...
it wasn't me that time.
Did I hesitate?
Now, and go!
Big breaths. Big breaths. And I'm only 16.
And you're a trained singer, too, so yes. You know how to take your breaths.
It's been said.
You don't need big breaths when you're talking as when you're singing.
I beg your pardon. No, well, go on. OK, I'll remember. Sorry. Remember.
Nicholas, you so fancy her.
Is it so obvious?
Yes.
Right.
But it's
right.
Lovely to watch.
Right.
In a slightly stomach-churning way.
But I'm still very fair to everybody, even those I'm fancy less. So, Chris, you had a correct challenge. I can't believe it. There's still 47 seconds left on this subject. Chris, it's your chance on the morning after, 47 seconds, starting now.
The morning after, as we have discovered, is mainly about the night before. Not so much the morning after itself, but the time that happened prior to the morning after. The night we drove... Oh, I said night twice.
Clement challenged.
He said the night.
He said the night twice. The morning after is with you, Clement, with 37 seconds, starting now.
The morning after the night before Crewe Alexandra won a football match, they sing Once in a Blue Moon. And as I have no great tone, am unable to carry a tune...
Chris's challenge. Chris, I'm sorry, Chris has challenged you.
No,
I wasn't. I have no challenge, Nicholas.
Right,
I have no
So, as the doyen of the show, you've decided you weren't challenged, Clement. And Chris has bowed to that and said he didn't challenge you. But you weren't interrupted, so you get a point for that.
Yeah.
24 seconds, Clement, the morning after, starting now.
When people die, there's a whole lot of morning after. You see people all over the town, not only here, but in Market Harborough and Princess Risborough. And they are mourning...
Josie is challenged.
There was a slight hesitation there.
There was a slight hesitation.
Market
Harborough. Between Princess and Risborough. There has to be, because
two
people
words.
Think it could be one word. Is that what you meant?
I think Princess Risborough didn't follow quick enough after Market Harborough. And that's why Josie jumped in there. It was a sharp challenge, but I think you have the benefit of the doubt, Josie. Yeah. And you have 12 seconds on the morning... Shh! Quiet. Otherwise you'll think... I don't want you to think I'm favouring her. There are 12 seconds on the morning after, starting now.
I recall waking up the morning after a particularly wild evening on the sacrificial slab at Stonehenge.
Paul challenged.
Sorry, sacrificial slab?
That's right, sacrificial slab at Stonehenge.
OK, continue. Right.
So why did you want elucidation on that?
I just couldn't hear the word.
Oh, right, right.
I thought you said slag.
Yes. I thought so.
Slab.
There's quite a few of them at Stonehenge, isn't there?
Slab.
They go there for it. They're known for it.
Obviously, don't know Stonehenge as well as Josie does. It was an incorrect challenge, Josie. Another point. Oh. And you have 5 seconds still. Now, keep going, because you've only got 5 seconds. On the morning after, and your time starts now.
I was clutching a bottle of Old English cider and was shaken awake by a druid saying, "Oi, what the blooming heck?"
So, Josie Lawrence was then speaking at the whistle when gained that extra point, and you'll be interested to know that she's actually leapt into the lead. She's one ahead of Paul Merton and one or two ahead of Chris Neal and Clement Freud. Paul, we're back with you to start. Would you take the subject of package holidays and tell us something about that interesting subject in this game, starting now?
Package holidays became quite popular in the 1970s. People would go to Spain or Mallorca, hop on a plane, and there you were, arrive at the airport at the other end, get off the airport tarmac and walk.
Clement, challenge.
Airport?
There's two airports, airport tarmac and airport.
Don't I say airplane first time?
No.
Airports, two airports.
Two airports, well,
know. I was listening, I had to, my job.
They've finally defined it for you, have they? He's been trying to find out for years. They won't tell him. They won't tell him.
51 seconds, Clement. Package holidays starting now.
When newspaper advertisements carry package holiday details, they use the word all in, meaning the state in which you find yourself at the end of the holiday, rather than anything else. Money is hugely important in a package holiday. Up, down, along, sideways.
Chris challenged.
Sorry, I'm just a little confused. Money is important in a package holiday, up, down, sideways.
Up, down, along, sideways.
Yeah.
Up is important, down is important, sideways is important.
Where do you keep your money?
Well, I don't keep it up, down or sideways.
Why do you walk so oddly in that case?
Well, we've not found the place I keep it.
I don't think we'll go any further, because up creates all kinds of images which we don't want to follow. And you can't keep your money sideways. Anyway, I agree with you.
Thank you.
Chris, I think it was deviation from knowledge as we understand it. 28 seconds, package holidays with you, Chris, starting now.
I think we've been given the subject of package...
Paul challenged.
Hesitation, sir.
That was a hesitation. Package holidays, Paul. Back with you, and 26 seconds starting now.
I've got a packet of cheese at home, and I thought to myself, why should I be the one that goes on holiday? Why not send this particular combustible? And so I did. So I sent it...
A Clement challenged.
Combustible?
Yes, a new word. It's a new word I said quickly, hoping that nobody would notice it.
And Clement sitting next to you.
Has it not reached Leicester yet?
No. Well, it reached Clement Freud because he's sitting next to you. I agree. A deviation from English as we understand it.
Yeah.
So, Clement, 19 seconds is with you now. Package holidays starting now.
You're never alone on a package holiday. That's really what it's all about. People, others.
Paul challenged.
There was a hesitation there.
There was a hesitation there, yes. 13 seconds, Paul. Package holidays starting now.
Thomas Cook in the 1860s came up with the idea of the package holiday, and soon his fellow citizens flocked to his offices to demand going to see beautiful places abroad. Somebody would say, I want to fly, but of course they didn't say it in those days because the Wright brothers hadn't invented their airplane.
At the end of that round, let me tell you the score, because actually we're moving into the final round. Right. As we move into the final round, let me tell you that Paul Merton's out in the lead, 1 point ahead of Josie Lawrence, and about 5 points ahead of Clement Freud and Chris Neal in that order. So it's still anybody's game. Hooray! So the final round. Chris, I think it's about your turn to begin, and the subject now is, I cannot tell a lie. That's a good subject. Try and talk on it. 60 seconds, starting now.
I cannot tell a lie. Clement Freud is the best snog I've had in months. He is fantastic. As our beards meet, there's a little tingle in the air and there's a twinkle in his eye. I cannot complain. He may be a few years older than me, but I'm not saying no to that. Also, I cannot tell a lie. Leicester is the most beautiful city I have ever visited. It is absolutely true. I have been to Florence, Rome, Padua, Paris. They're all slightly nicer, but... Oh, God.
Well, you won a few friends in Leicester then, Chris. But, Josie, you challenged first.
Hesitation.
What was it? There was a hesitation, yes. You dried up, and you have 33 seconds to take over. I cannot tell a lie, Josie, starting now.
People think, because I'm an actress, that I would find it easy to tell a lie, but I cannot tell a lie. When I do, my eyes start to flicker. I can't look at the person I'm...
Chris challenged.
It's true, her eyes are flickering. It was lovely to behold, but I think she was telling the truth, so in a way it's deviation.
Oh, that's a load of codswallop.
No, she said her eyes flicker, she cannot tell a lie. She was conveying that she can tell a lie. I mean,
You can tell when I'm telling it.
I know, but the subject, you can take it literally and say, I cannot tell a lie and never tell a lie. Or you can say, as Chris was demonstrating, I cannot tell a lie and tell a whole series of lies. So this subject can be taken either way.
Yes.
And you were taking it the alternative way to Chris, who challenged you. So, Chris, it was an incorrect challenge. So, Chris, incorrect challenge. Josie still has the subject and another point, of course, and she has 23 seconds still available. I cannot tell a lie, Josie, starting now.
The biggest lie ever told in the world is that which begins with, I love you. What does that mean, I was going to...
Paul challenge.
Dictation, sadly.
Yes, right.
You're going to repeat
quite
it. Right. So,
that's
Paul...
tragic. Is that what you feel?
No, I was lying.
Your eyes weren't going.
Paul, you have a correct challenge. You have 14 seconds. I cannot tell a lie starting now.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm immensely thrilled to be still associated with Just the Minute. I've been doing it now since the late 1980s, and I'm astonished that it's now reached its 40th year. What better way to mark this whole...
Clement, you're challenged.
By doing some other program.
Clement, we enjoyed your sarcasm.
That wasn't sarcasm.
Though I thought it was...
No, that was genuine. I cannot tell a lie.
You didn't even challenge. You just interrupted. So Paul gets a point because he was interrupted. He has 2 seconds on I cannot tell a lie, starting now.
George Washington once said to his...
So, as I said a little while ago, that was to be the last round, and it was, and I will give you the final score. Chris Neal, who's been very successful in the past, finished up in fourth place, but a very strong, very powerful fourth place. Clement Freud, who has triumphed many times in the past, in an exuberant third place. Josie Lawrence, who's never played the game before, came from absolutely nowhere. In fact, she's got more points in her first show than anybody else has ever achieved. But she was 2 points behind Paul Merton, so we say, Paul, you're the winner this week. So, it only remains for me to say thank you to these 4 exuberant players of the game. Paul Merton, Josie Lawrence, Clement Freud, Chris Neal. I think Trudy Stevens, who's helped me with the score and blown her whistle so magnificently when the 60 seconds elapsed. And we're also indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this lovely game, and we thank Lucia Galani, who is our producer. And we also thank our audience here at the Mumford Hall in Leicester, who've cheered us on our way, and I think they've had a good time. Yeah. So from our audience and from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time you play Just a Minute.